السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. میرا کوئی نہیں اب تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں اب تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، میرا کوئی نہیں اب تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہو میں جدا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہو میں جدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا، میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا، بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا، میری کشتی کہے تو ہے بس نہ خدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا، میرا کوئی نہیں آ تیرے سوا، تیری دریا رحمت کہے اسوا، ورنہ اختر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا، ورنہ اختر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا،
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي. صلي وسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. الله بلس بمناشا حكيم محمد أخطر رحمة الله عليه. They are full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from his many, many unique poems, this is one very unique and outstanding poem in which he speaks to Allah. And he also gives an example of his life in this world. And actually all of our life in this world. How we are walking through, passing through this world. What is our only support in life? Where can we turn to? What can save us from every difficulty and worry? And who is our real objective? The title of this poem is that, oh my Allah, ah, this ah which comes out from the heart of a lover. A person loses his wife, so he cries his ah. A person has some mishap, some calamity, some money is stolen, so he cries, he says, ah, what a problem I'm in. But that person whose heart has Allah's love, he also cries and he says, ah, oh Allah, I'm still so far away from that. Oh Allah, so much still more to achieve. Oh Allah, still I haven't achieved what I was supposed to achieve. He says, ah, besides you, O Allah, there is no other one for me. This is one explanation and one translation of the kalima, La ilaha illallah. Hazrat Murana had taught us that when making zikr of La ilaha illallah, sometimes make this muraqabah also, that there is no one for me besides you, O my Allah. A husband comes home, his wife needs something. So one is she can just ask, I need this here. But the other way she comes, she says, my husband, you know, I can't ask anybody besides you. There is nobody else to fulfill my need. I have just one thing I want to ask. Please fulfill this here. The husband's heart will melt. One child will run to his father and say, Daddy, you know, nobody else I can go and ask. I want this toy. Only you can buy it. You're my only father. I can't ask anybody else. I can't go to the neighbor. How his heart will melt. Here we are saying, whenever we say, La ilaha illallah, and this is really the message of loving this kalima, that, oh Allah, besides you, for me, there is no one. I have nowhere to turn. There is none for me besides you. You are my only true love. He says, Mera koi nahi ah tere siwa. Oh Allah, besides you, there is no one for me. Eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda. And he repeats and he says, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, oh my Allah. It is only you who is there for me. It is only you who can see to my needs, who can solve my problems. My life, the fuel of my life, the reality of my life, I am only really living when I am remembering you and when I meet you. That is what it is. When we remember Allah, when we sit in Zikrullah, when we ponder about Allah's creation and we ponder about Allah's greatness, and every day Allah gives us a chance of meeting Him also. 5 times a day we are called to the masjid, besides that any other time in the day. Whenever we start our salah, we are meeting with Allah. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. One prescription which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself has given. If we want to gain concentration in salah, Allah says those people who understand that they are meeting Allah in salah. So every day Allah is giving us this chance. But oh Allah, as long as I am remembering you, as long as my zikr is in place, as long as my salah is in place, my tilawat of Quran is in place, then I am really alive. And the day, oh Allah, I am separated from you, in actual fact, I am dead. Physically, we may be alive, but as soon as the separation occurs, spiritually, we are absolutely dead. There is no benefit in our life whatsoever. And when we separate from Allah, Allah doesn't ever separate us from Him. We separate ourselves from Allah. Allah loved us so much that already what Allah knew is going to separate us from Him, Allah made it haram. From the very beginning, Allah said, these things here, Allah knew in His perfect knowledge, in His ultimate knowledge, that these things are going to separate my servants from me. So these things here, I don't want ever there must be a separation between me and my beloved servant. So Allah Ta'ala made it haram from the very beginning. Now we went ahead and we did it. We made badnazri, we looked at that woman. We took that interest. We had a conversation, ghibah took place, we were part of it, we listened. We watched some movie on television or some video, or we were following the World Cup and we wanted to know what is happening here and there in the world. When this happens, we separate ourselves from Allah. Now when we have separated ourselves spiritually, we are dead. There is no value to our life now. We have given up the value of our lives ourselves. Our life was only valuable as long as it was connected to Allah. He says, oh Allah, why is it that when you are not there in my life, without you, everything is so dark and miserable. All the lights in the world may be on, but I can't find any happiness. A person is in a nightclub, how much lights everywhere, but in his heart no happiness. There is no person in the world who can be just obeying Allah. And he can say, in my heart I have complete happiness, I am content. No, that's not possible. Yes, there may be somebody who has nothing of this world. He may have no, he may have only clothes to cover his body. He may be just finding a few morsels of food to eat. But he is obedient to Allah. Ask that man what is the joy in his heart. Allah Ta'ala has put this joy because of his connection with Allah. He says, oh Allah, why is it without you? That everything suddenly has gone dark. What has happened to the sun and the moon in my life? The joy and the light in my life has suddenly just disappeared. What is the reason? Oh Allah, because you are not there. And any person who's been through some separation, some difficulty, will understand what it means to go through separation. But when we go through separation from Allah, then really that is the most miserable time in our life. That is the worst time in our life. At that time there, a person feels, I don't feel like coming to the masjid. He says, I don't feel like making dhikrullah. He says, I don't feel like making tilawat of Quran. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala sends us as a gift. And Allah gives us a spiritual law to see whether we are worshippers of our desires, of our enjoyment, or whether we are worshippers of Him. And sometimes there's a punishment. When we separate ourselves from Allah, then we see we go into the spiritual law. For this year, Allah has given one beautiful prescription. A person should say, La ilaha illa ant. Oh Allah, there is none for me besides you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Oh Allah, I am a very bad, oppressive person. I am very selfish. When a person admits like this in front of Allah, and he shows Allah, I want His love, Allah says, وَتَذَلِكَ دُنْهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Any Muslim in any difficulty, we will save him from the difficulty. Then he gives a beautiful example of a group of people traveling by sea. And he says, oh Allah, in the storms of your love, in this ocean of the storms of your love, the sea is very rough. And what is so rough in the sea, oh Allah, there is your love which I want to achieve, which I want to get. But at that time, while sailing through the ocean, there is a whole group of sailors, they are sailing through the ocean. But there are heavy winds against the ship. And it's throwing the ship from side to side, it's tossing the ship up and down. Now at that time, every person is just wishing to save his life. He says, oh Allah, when I go through all of this year, when the winds hit against me, the wind is against me. What is the wind? Sometimes it's shaitan, sometimes it's nafs. Sometimes it's our environment. Sometimes everyone is moving in one direction. Everyone is involved in sports. Everyone is going for holiday. Everyone has one way of life. And now I am trying to go against it. All of the winds are hitting against my ship. And I don't know whether I am going to manage to save myself. He says, oh Allah, at that time, I understand that you are the only one who can ever save my ship. You are the captain of the ship and you can only bring it to the shore. At that time, even me, I thought I could do something. I thought I wouldn't get involved in guna. I thought I was strong, I was maulana so and so. I thought I had given so much service to deen, I spent so many years in madrasa. Nothing will help, oh Allah, only you are the one who can help me. At that time, oh Allah, you are the one who will be the captain of my ship. I am asking you, oh Allah, when everything is going against me, that at that time you allow me to go towards you and you make me reach the shores of your obedience. He says, oh Allah, when I have turned to you, suddenly I see that the light of the sun of your mercy has suddenly shone over my ship. When any group of people are stuck like this in the sea, then their only wish is that the storm must end. And they must be able to see the light of the sun. He says, oh Allah, I am also waiting for that light. I want to see the light of your mercy which will shine over me. When this light will shine over me, then I know I have managed to free myself. And at that time, that person who was supposed to sink into the sea and supposed to be punished like this here, oh Allah, that person also gets free. I was supposed to sink into kufr and into shirk and into bid'ah and into evil. I was supposed to sink into jahannam. But oh Allah, when you came into my life, and when I turned to you and suddenly your mercy came, then I saw the sun and I realized everything is okay. Now my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved me from all problems. He has saved me from the depression I was going through. The depression of what? Of being separated from Allah. He says, oh Allah, my only hope is placed on that ocean of your mercy. Because Allah's mercy is limitless. The ocean still finally has one limit. But Allah's ocean of mercy never comes to an end. He says, I can't have hope in anything else, not my actions. Not what I did, not what I understood. He says, otherwise, Akhtar understands regarding himself that I am bereft of any deeds. Although he was saying this in his position, he was saying it. But the reality is that any single servant of Allah, what we are supposed to give to Allah, what is Allah's position and Allah's shan, what Allah deserves, no human being can ever fulfill. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in this manner that there is no single creation of Allah who will enter into Jannah by his own amal. Everyone who will enter into Jannah will enter because of Allah's rahmat. And Aisha radiallahu anha, our beloved mother, asked, "Oh Rasulullah, not even you." He said, "Not even me. Only if Allah if Allah covers me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a, so to say, a blanket over me of his rahmat, and then Allah enters me into Jannah." If that was his situation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where are we that we can have hope my a'mal are going to save me? Me, I am a person, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. There are so many things we might have done in our life, we have no idea, and that has separated us from Allah. Make tawbah to Allah for what we have done that we know, and make tawbah to Allah for that which we have done which we don't know. And then beg Allah, that Allah must allow His rahmat to come in our life, and the separation which we are facing at the present moment, Allah must remove the separation and our heart must be connected to Him. May Allah bless us all in His hands.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. According to our honorable illustrious Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Hazrat says, always make muzakara of one sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one very great sunnah, Allah give us all tawfiq, is the sunnah of miswak. Miswak is a very, very great sunnah, and there are so great virtues attached to it. If a person makes miswak, his namaz is 70 times more valuable than that namaz for which miswak was not made. We all made our Isha namaz, many of us made our sunnah, all made our farad, then the sunnah muakkada we made, witr we made. Those who made miswak, each namaz is gone 70 times more. And from here also we understand the real prophets that there are the prophets of deen. Okay? Which goodness can give you that you just do just one little thing extra? Okay? You go to a hospital and you wash your hands before you enter the ward. So we will give you 70 times more something. And who will do that? But yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only the miswak, so many other things. We start our wudu and we read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah walhamdulillah. As long as that wudu remains, malaika are making dua for us. Hey, Allahu Akbar. What great, great reward. We make wudu at home and we come to the masjid. It is like we put on ihram at home and we went to Baytullah. So many, so sawabs. And then for the miswak also, that the sunnah of miswak, Allama Ibn Abidin Shami Rahmatullah Ali says, will remind a person to recite Kalima-i Shahadat at the time of mort. What is there anything more we can have? And how much does a miswak cost? How long does it take to make miswak? What effort is in there? But the rewards are so great. It is also mentioned in the hadith that miswak cleanses the mouth. The proper cleansing is by miswak. And then it pleases Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To please Allah, like this, the ash'ar we read, Allah ta'ala rewards, beautiful ash'ar, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh. And these ash'ar are of course not for entertainment, not to make us happy, but really Allah make it that we get the essence of it, that Allah becomes ours, and that we don't get separated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah doesn't separate Himself from us. It is we, because of our gunas, our sins, our indifference, our unmindfulness, and we get separated from Allah ta'ala. And without Allah, we stand nowhere and no chance for so. And to be joined with Allah, that is what is life actually. Okay? Today we find generally we are suffering a condition that everyone is like not so happy, and it is all that we have was separated from Allah. If we are connected with Allah tabaraka ta'ala, Allah who is the creator of joy and pleasure, what pleasure won't Allah tabaraka ta'ala give? And we read about the awliya, when outwardly what we will say, they were in great difficulty. They say at that time, those were the most enjoyable moments of my life. Outwardly, whatever difficulty they were going through, but they were in contact with Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala at that time. So, just briefly one, a great alim, and who was very outspoken and spoke the truth always. He spoke against the king. Whenever the king would do wrong, he would speak against the king. The king, when the punishment for him, made him that there was a lion, a man-eater lion. To that end, in a whole arena where people all collected, and he threw him there for the lion to come and eat him. The lion leaped from far to come to him. And then when it came, it started licking him. And then it left him, did nothing whatsoever. Afterwards, the king also saw that this is not an ordinary person. What a position he must be having by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, that a lion. So the king asked him, at that time when the lion was licking you, what thoughts were going through you? What will be our condition? He said, I was thinking of the Messiah. That according to which ulama, is it paak, napaak, is there najasati in it and all that. Very carefree. So Allah, that the people, you Allah bless us. That is the reason we come here, Allah bless us. We are still, of course, very fine. This is, we cannot emulate. But just to realize that we are nothing. Because sometimes easily we think I'm somebody. Just because of two rakats extra namaz perhaps, or just tears started flowing from the eyes or something, and we think I'm somebody. If we read the stories and the incidents of the awliya, we will see that what level they were in. So anyway, so these ash'ar are to bring that reality within us. So this the miswak and all the methods of deen are so simple, and all solutions are in deen. That should be our yaqeen, from our tongue also, our heart also. And then in practice also. Usually when we have problems, we look for the solutions everywhere else besides our deen. We think we can get a solution here, a solution there. And we don't realize that the solution is in deen. And when we go for all the other solutions, we have to make appointments. Not difficult, not easy to get appointments. And exorbitant amounts of money that we have to spend, and then all the procedure, whereas in deen, it is so simple, and it is cheap, free of charge. All the solutions are free of charge, but unfortunately, perhaps because of that, we don't appreciate it, and we don't take the solution. So anyway, just like miswak alone, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, it is a cleanser for the mouth. And it pleases Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. We have come into what the deen Allah has given us. May Allah let us appreciate it. And as our days carry on in our lives, we should try and explore more what our deen is. And what a glorious, what a wonderful deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. We pass the month of, so where can we start and where do we end? For example, Rajab, Allah Ta'ala, one of the greatest gifts of the month of Rajab is namaz. That namaz became farad, and what a great gift. And namaz also, we should make dua also, that Allah Ta'ala gives us the reality. Quantity also, we make all our namazes according to quantity. And then quality also. And then the reality of namaz connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, coolness of my eyes. Any problem faced, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam resorts to namaz. Goes to the masjid. So what must be in namaz? That a great man whose own connection with Allah was all the time. But through namaz, what connection? But unfortunately, for us it is smallest little distraction, and our namaz, our jama'ah is gone with jama'at, or our namaz is gone, or the namaz is made without any thought also about Allah Ta'ala. That problem is now that For the problem, we had to go to namaz. But today, in our namaz, we go away from our namaz because of the problem. So we have got a long way to go. And as we carry on, may Allah open these realities. Then the month of Sha'ban came. What a beautiful month also. And in there, our cleansing and purification. Laylatul Bara'a, the night of purification, the night of salvation, the night of emancipation. What a beautiful. And then what to say of the month of Ramadan. And Ramadan and the treasures that are in the month of Ramadan, it can never ever be, nothing of deen can ever be exhausted. Allah gave us this great, great, beautiful month. And may Allah make it that our attitude is, we are not happy that Ramadan is gone. We are sad Ramadan is gone. And what the prophets in Ramadan, and the purification a person gets in the month of Ramadan, taqwa a person gets in the month of Ramadan, and everything abounds in that month of Ramadan. Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan, the Quran Sharif itself, it is such a great, great treasure house. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Kawthar, khair kathir. It is that great well also that will be on the day of Qiyamah, from which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will be giving his ummah to drink. And it is a goodness in abundance. Ulama have explained so many things of this goodness which Allah had given in abundance to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And this hikmah, Quran Sharif, and the pearls and diamonds and rubies of Hadith Sharif, and the words and the choice of words, and the argument how it is presented, what khairi kathir, and how fortunate those people, and may Allah make us all among them who acquire the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. There is nothing superior to them that in the whole world. The greatest knowledge is of Quran Sharif and Hadith. In fact, that is the only knowledge. And who has got that, he has got this great, great goodness. So the month of Ramadan, which is the month of Quran Sharif also. And what a great kitab. And every aspect of the Quran Sharif. May Allah bless us with that. And then when Ramadan finishes, there are those buzurgs who for 6 months, they cry to Allah that we did not fulfill the rites of Ramadan. Not that they are happy that Ramadan is finished, and the next 6 months, they wait in anticipation for the next Ramadan. That we will make that Ramadan much more better, much more valuable. And then there are those buzurgs, our Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, who says when the moon for Eid is seen, many people get happy for various reasons. But he says that now the announcement, so to say, has been made that now come to my house. The season of Hajj has started now. And he says my heart immediately inclines now towards Baytullah Sharif. Allah make it that me, you, all of us, at least we perhaps just this few minutes here, that now we think that of Makkah Sharif, the Tawaf which is carrying on there, that Rauza and Mubarak Ziyarat which is carrying on, and we just imagine in our thoughts how many people, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, and with what fervor and what passion they are saying, with what feeling they are going there towards to Rauza and Mubarak. But what feeling and passion they are going to Kaaba Sharif, the house of my beloved, the house of Allah, and to be making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, and to be there, so to say, around Allah. Allah is everywhere, but so to say, that is the house of Allah. And when a person goes to make ziyarat of the house of Allah, this masjid also, all the masjid, in turn we get the ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. When we go to somebody's house, we go there to meet the person of the house. The house is not really the object. The person you wanted to meet, that is the object. So here also, it is Allah's house. So when we come to namaz, do we meet Allah? Or do we finish our namaz and everything, lot of nafils also, everything. But we didn't even meet Allah Ta'ala. So with the first takbir of Allahu Akbar, we should be already by Allah Ta'ala. When we come for namaz here and the takbir tahreema, we should be now everything cut off from everywhere. Now our connection only with Allah. So namaz also we have to explore. And we have to get deeper and deeper into the reality of namaz. And may Allah make it that before maut, even the Buzur says, I can make 2 rakats of namaz correctly before maut. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we make our intention, even if we don't reach there, Allah will put us there. Allah's mercy knows no limits and no bounds whatsoever. That if we make our niyat and we make our little effort also, like a person wants to become hafiz of Quran, he tries, perhaps he passed away in between, or he was weak, he just couldn't manage, but he was keep on trying, his little bit, Allah will raise him amongst the kuffar. So like that, we want that in our namaz. We want to be counted amongst the lovers of Allah, and we work in this direction, and we make that effort, our intention also, sincerely. And then we make our effort according to our means also, insha'Allah. Allah by His mercy, before maut, will let us reach there. So now we have come into this great season. Already 1 month has passed of the season already. The month of Shawwal is gone already, when the season of Hajj has started. When everyone is now going to that great, to Makkah Sharif, going to Medina Sharif. Yeah, also we are meeting people all the time. We are going for Hajj, etc. Our heart should also incline towards there. May Allah Ta'ala make it that we go there. Now we have come tonight, now the 3rd of Dhul-Qa'dah has started already. And these are the Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. Those 4 months which are the sacred months. What great place Allah has given us. Yeah, also, one was, all of us, at one time, we hardly knew that Dhul-Qa'dah started. There was no thought about it also. And if perchance we knew also, it meant nothing to us also. May Allah make it that the value of these things come into our hearts. That these great months have started now. So these 3 months now, and Rajab there, in these months, all good deeds, rewards are multiplied also. Like in Ramadan, what to say about Ramadan? These months also, all good deeds. And at the same time, the sin of sins is also multiplied. So Allah give us tawfiq also in this month now, that more we abstain from all type of sin. Which are open sin also we abstain. And things which are like la'yani and fudur. And to understand that, for example, Allah tabaraka ta'ala takes qasam of time, wal asr. Time is a very, very valuable commodity. Very great. It's a creation of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And we can see what a great creator, khallaq-e-aleem Allah ta'ala is. Khallaq-e-aleem Allah ta'ala is. Allah created a thing like time. If we just have to ponder about it, we take it, it's just there. No, everything is the creation of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah has created the measurement of time, which is also a great ni'mat and blessing of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. We all just take it for granted. We use normally the English calendar. Today is this date, the Islamic date is this, and or the time is this. We just take it for granted. But this also is a system which Allah has given us. إِنَّ عِدَّةُ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ All the 12 months Allah Ta'ala has made. Time Allah has made. And time is a very, very, very valuable commodity. All the time. From the time a person is born till he dies. Time is very valuable. Just to give one example, hopefully if we could understand by that, if I could understand at least, that a person is going by air, he reaches the airport, but he got late. For whatever reason, there was a delay, traffic, whatever reason. And now we just managed to check in, and they tell him, rush to the gate. You have only got 10 minutes, and you have to, the gates will close. If you are not there, you are not on the flight. And you have got connecting flights after that also. You have got your wife, you have got your children with also. As you are going, they got boards also. To that gate number of yours, it will take you 12 minutes. And you got 10 minutes. So now you have to speed up even more. On the way, your one little child sees a PlayStation. And now it wants to go and play on the PlayStation. And when it goes, you pull the hand. How would you pull the hand also? And the wife says, what's wrong with you? If the child wants to play a little bit, let him play. At that time on the PlayStation and that, and you've got your flight, and then your goods are gone already. All right, they'll drop your goods back again, and all your connecting flights, and you had meetings scheduled, and you had what and what things. So like that, our life, we also have got no time for places. If we really understand the value of time, we will realize for sports, for PlayStation, for games, for whatever, many things, holidays also, which we take for granted. On what's wrong in a holiday? What's wrong little bit sports? What's wrong little bit amusement? What's wrong? If we realize time, the value of time, then we will realize that we got no time to waste. And then may Allah give us all tawfiq to be in contact with the lives of our buzurgs. Read their sawali hayat, their life stories. We will see how they value time. One minute, how they value the month of Ramadan. Oh, they knew no limits in valuing time. There was absolutely no wastage of time, which we just can't seem to understand. What's wrong with this people? How they do? But if we also can understand the value of time, as with like this little example and many other examples which we can think of in our daily lives, that how we value time for material things. Yeah, for this year, how for the real life, the eternal life. And as somebody said so beautifully, for our life, there is no second inning. Mm-hmm. It's only the one inning we have got, and we have to make it in there. No second chance whatsoever. Hey, when on the day of Qiyamah, we will see reality, everyone will make tawbah there. But of course, that tawbah will have no value. Tears will come of tears, and of pus and of blood, and nothing will be left that can come out of the eyes. But on that day, it's not going to move the mercy of Allah Ta'ala whatsoever. Whereas in this world, it's just that little bit wetness that comes in the eye, that also has got great value by Allah Ta'ala. It is narrated, one person presented by Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah, since all sins in his life, ordered that he must be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. And is that anything small to be? Can we ever imagine what that means? So in order to save ourselves, we've got this one life to do that. Then his eyes spoke to Allah Ta'ala that one time this person's eyes became wet in the fear of Allah. So Allah said, that the eyes said to Allah Ta'ala that if that wetness had come, then how can you throw me into the fire of Jahannam? On that, Allah put the crown of forgiveness on him. So this year, in this world, that little time, and the amount of time we waste, Allah make us smart. Hey, if we just have to analyze our daily program, how much of time we are wasting. May Allah give us the value of time. So time is a very, very great thing. And for this year, Allah Ta'ala has taken time, wal fajr, the time of fajr. Hey, which is a very special time. Time generally, all time. Month of Ramadan, all the day of Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah comes and Jumu'ah goes. Today Jumu'ah came and went. Each one, I think for myself, how much did I do for the day of Jumu'ah? And the Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan, how valuable, isn't it? But how we waste our time. We still will make phone calls also and chat away. If something emergency, no problem. But just talking, chatting away, even on the day of Jumu'ah, where every moment is so valuable and so much more valuable. So the time of Fajr also is so valuable. Ulama have given a beautiful explanation here, that like at the time of Fajr, the day is coming out now. That is when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came in the world, and the world saw light now. The world that was in darkness, drowned in darkness, and now light came in the world. This was the time of Fajr. وَلَيَالٍ Ashr, and the ten nights of Zulhijjah, which are coming. So let us get up also. They are extremely valuable, the 10 nights. The 10 nights, it has come in the Hadith Sharif, that this no action is left more by Allah Ta'ala, good deed, than what they are left during these 10 days. So much so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it in such an extreme that there is no action that is loved by Allah more, good actions, doing any ibadah more than Allah loves them during these 10 days. And they are close on now. Let us get used to it. For that is our majalis also. So that we make this muzakra, it comes into us, we are reminded. Otherwise, usually we are in ghaflat. The time has gone past and we don't realize. So then the Sahaba asked, not even jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This speaks also from volumes of how much the Sahaba understood the great value of jihad. That no action is left more to Allah Ta'ala in these days. So not even jihad, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, not even jihad. Unless that person who goes with his life and with his wealth and returns with nothing. He gave his life in the path of Allah. So all his wealth he spent in the path of Allah. That person will be more. So how great are these? They are here now. Another 27, 26, 27 days. And these 10 days of Zulhijjah will be here. Let us gather from now. And let us try all, everything. Try and push things front to back. And these special times, let us try and make them as valuable as possible. So during these days, whatever good deeds we can do, they are left by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And the special ibadat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam during these days, and which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prescribed for us also, the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar. And these also, this also is something for us to open up and explore that these things are not just kalimat, they are not just words, it is the dhikr of Allah. And as we read in the poem now, that the dhikr of Allah, this is our meeting with Allah, liqa with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us this dhikr. And then it is ibadat, all of these words, they fill the whole tent. Where our amal will be action, will be weight. These amal fill those pens. They fill the place from the earth to the sky. So valuable these words are. They are not ordinary words. May Allah, every day after Fajr, after Asr, when we read, let us realize the value of these great. So it is such a great ibadat. It is the zikr, liqa of Allah Ta'ala. Also it comes in the Hadith Sharif, remember me for a little while after Asr and after Fajr, I will see to all your needs for the rest of the time. So this is the time, just this little zikr if we make also. If we do it with a little bit more concentration, how valuable this time is. Let us not just take it the 33 Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Just somehow we're just moving our fingers, we're reading it, we're not reading it, and our mind is not there. No, these are great, great treasures. And surely, definitely, already perhaps in this world before we die, we will realize the value. But then we will realize 60 years of my life I did not realize the value. Now I don't know what little time I have got. And otherwise, if we have to realize it in the Akhirat, and then we will see a person will really want to kick himself. He will bite his fingers up to the wrist, up to the elbows, that what opportunity I have. And that we are being reminded, we are talking about it, and we still show so much of indifference. So it is the dhikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It is a great ibadat also. And then it is islah of a person also. It comes in the riwayat. A person says, Subhanallah, Allah, you are pure. Allah is pure. Whether we say it or we don't say it, if nobody says it also, Allah is. Allah is so pure. Allah is the only one who purifies others. Allah will purify. And when we say this, jaza'u wifaqa, Allah says, you said, I'm pure, I am pure. Whether you say it or not, but by you saying it, I will purify you. So this is our, and then this purification takes place for all of us. Perhaps we don't notice it because of us, our unmindfulness also. But it is taking place all the time. At least a person starts becoming conscious of this. That is also a great thing. This ghaflat and unmindfulness of which we are in. Allah save us from that also. We suffer very greatly from this great malady of being unmindful. We are just obsessed with something. And then we just, sports has obsessed us. Now, even somebody tells us it's a waste of time, we will become our enemy. but it won't make sense to us. Okay? And if perhaps sometime in our life we could understand it, then we will we'll appreciate. Otherwise, that realization also does not come. Many things in our lives which we are obsessed with, to make money, to become rich, my garden, my house, my car. We are obsessed with so many things, and the things that we have to, so to say, be obsessed with, that means nothing to us. Okay, so this, Allah made this reminder that we understand the value of these great things. So it is the dhikr of Allah. It is a great ibadah. It is our purification. Our souls are purified. Allah, by Alhamdulillah, Allah brings the qualities of praise for Allah puts into a person. By Allahu Akbar, Allah puts the qualities of respect and honor in a person. Allah Ta'ala with so much great favors. Then at the same time also, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prescribed these words for Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, for her household chores and work of her house. So this, we see, gives you your physical strength also. Many of us, we lack that. We have so many other therapies we go for, so many other things. The dhikr of Allah, may Allah bring it with its reality. This will give us our physical strength also. And then, as it comes in the hadith, each of these words, harsun fil jannah, is a tree in Jannah. And what a tree it will be in Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala give us. So during these days, let us try and moisten our tongues, read them as much as possible. These words Allah loves very, very greatly. And especially the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, we try and read more and more these 10, these kalimah. They've got great, great value. The nights of these 10 days, Allahu Akbar, each night's ibadat is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alfi shahr, more better than 1,000 months. And yeah, each night we can get, and at the bare minimum, our Isha with Jamaat, our Fajr with Jamaat, the whole night's ibadat. We read our Islam Meme Sajda, our Tabarakalladhi between Maghrib and Isha, we get the night of Laylatul Qadr Sawab. During those nights, which the ibadat is so much, how much more? We read these kalimat, how much? Our tilawat of Quran Sharif, we become more particular about our zikr, about our wazaif during these days. We give it more towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What a beautiful occasion Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us. So each of these nights, ibadat is also so great. And then whatever more we can do, Allah give us tawfiq. And of course, well, the greatest ibadat is to abstain from sin. Okay? How much a person stays away from sin, that is the greatest ibadat. And as our Shaykh Rahimahumullah used to explain, first is La ilaha, all the negative things. Take out all the guna, and then illallah, automatically Allah comes in a clean heart. So we have to stay away, make tawbah, realize our sins, and sins are of different levels also. All types of sin, Allah give us tawfiq to stay, abstain from and stay away from. And these are those occasions that we make tawbah also. Tawbah is an ibadat left by Allah Ta'ala. Durood Sharif is an ibadat which Allah loves tremendously. And what a sweet ibadat it is also. What an enjoyable ibadat. And Allah give us tawfiq. When we read our salawat, our durood, we think we are sitting at Rawdah Mubarak. What greater enjoyment won't it be that we are reading our salawat, our durood, and we make tawbah and istighfar, and blanket amnesty we ask from Allah. That many things we see, things are going wrong in our lives, for example. We think that I did this good, I did that good also, my niyat also was correct. We don't know where we have faltered. And we are faltering all the time. And even in our good deeds, how much don't we falter? Bad deeds are clear. And that also many of us, we can't acknowledge also. Especially in all this la yani and fudul, unnecessary and waste of time, waste of money, extravagance, all these things. Going in the shopping malls, etc., passing time there, going for drives, etc. How many things we waste our time? But we don't take it as any guna or anything. Our open gunas also, we don't accept really as gunas. And then we are in that category, or at least me, that our ibadat, which we call ibadat, we are also in guna in there also. Our namaz, where are we in namaz? A common example we give, like if a person comes and parks his car, and he goes somewhere else. And somebody asks him, you were there for namaz? His wife asked, yes, I was there, my car was there. You can ask anyone, car. But where were you? So like that, we park our bodies in the masjid. But we ourselves, our life, our jaan, our ruh, which is our life. When our ruh will go out, then we finish everything. Then we park our bodies here in the masjid, but our ruh, we are gone. Where and where was our ruh? So our namaz condition, what is it also? Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. There is great warning also for musallis of that time. Which category we do we fall in? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاةٍ خَاشِعُونَ. In that, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Are we in that category? That is great, great ni'mat of namaz. Or are we perhaps in this category that we are unmindful of our namazes also? We don't pay heed to our namazes also. So in these 10 days which are coming also, valuable days. Present days are also valuable. Time generally is so valuable. And then these 10 days are so much more valuable. The night's ibadat also is so great by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has given us this opportunity. How many of us will make it till the ten days of Zulhijjah? And then comes, of course, with the tenth, the season of Hajj has started again. And Allah make it that our heart's desire is to be there at Baytullah Sharif. And we envisage and think that on the 8th we are going now to Mina. And the beautiful environment, labbaik on everyone's tongue. And what beautiful words Allah gave us. We are telling labbaik, oh Allah, I'm present for you. We are not absent from Allah, we were far away. Haji Khayyat Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, one great worker of Jamaat, used to give bayans on Hajj and Umrah in Medina Sharif. He used to explain that our whole life we were saying, facing the Kaaba Sharif now. Or if we don't say the words, but we think, and then we say, Allahu Akbar. Now, no more facing Kaaba Sharif. Now, Kaaba Sharif is in front of me. Where I was, 8, 10, 15,000 kilometers away from Kaaba Sharif. There were mountains between me and Kaaba Sharif. The lands and the oceans and the seas were in between me. Allah has removed everything. It's me and it's Kaaba Sharif. There is Kaaba Sharif. And Kaaba Sharif, Allah give us the reality. We know that little cube as it is, but what an attraction. That the people from across the world, at this moment, who and who, which country you can think of, the people are there. The man and the woman, the rich and the poor, the learned and those who are not learned, the black and the white, everyone is there. People who are very, very in dunya also, they also have freed their time and they also have come. People who were free, they also have come, all of them. And everyone with labbaik on his tongue. Everyone busy with the tawaf there. Allahu Akbar. What hasn't Allah given the Muslims? May Allah, the non-believers have understood, but their jealousy that they cannot accept, they don't want to accept Islam, and they want to demolish all these structures of ours. We must make dua also regularly for Haramain Sharifain. We hear from time to time heartbreaking things that now this is starting there, now this is starting there, now this is starting there. The enemies will do that. They are so to say plundering our places. At least we know the value. Let us appreciate it. A person who knows the value and doesn't appreciate, one is a person who doesn't know the value and he doesn't appreciate, but a person who knows the value. So our regular du'as also must be there for Haramain Sharifain. So yeah, now this tawaf which is carrying on and all the Safa Marwa, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hajira, what a great honor Allah gave her, where she was looking for her son Ismail and she was going from Safa to Marwa, and Allah loved it so much, nobody's Hajj is complete until they will also run between Safa and Marwa and go up and down. How Allah loved the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And all this must come to our mind. The Qurbani comes again there. And the Qurbani, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, who put the knife on the very tender throat of his son Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are made of the most delicate material. And the Ulul Azam Anbiya, the great Anbiya. And yeah, that throat of Ismail alayhi salam and that sharp knife of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What a relationship, father and son. And he's prepared to slaughter his son for the command of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us, we can't slaughter our nafs today. We can't slaughter our little desires today. Forget little sweating. Blood is out of the question. Giving our blood for Allah Ta'ala. Our sweat we are not. Our little desires also we are not prepared to sacrifice. So this occasion, this Hajj has got innumerable lessons also for us. So all this is going to be taking place. And then Allahu Akbar. Qurbani Allah Ta'ala made. Really it was done in Mina. Where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was going to slaughter his son. And Allah Ta'ala in his great kindness sent a ram from Jannah. And he slaughtered that in its place. But Allah Ta'ala made the Qurbani such a living thing that our deen is not a dead deen. That the statue is there in Mina and all go and pay homage to it. Look at it the day Ibrahim alayhi salam has got his hand on the sun and we see that this was that this happened here. But Allah made everyone, the whole ummah and in fact non-Muslims also Allah included, that everyone is part of the Qurbani. In which way? That the rich will make Qurbani. But they must give the meat to the poor also. Qurbani meat can be given to the non-Muslims also. So everyone Allah has included in this. And Qurbani won't be only in Mina, won't be only in the Haram of Makkah Sharif, but the whole world Qurbani will be taking place. And with what passion and enthusiasm people will be making Qurbani. The year of the occasions where people slaughter camels and what price they pay for it. For the animals and what price they pay for the animals. All this, but Allah make it that we can. The object is not the meat, not the blood, but the taqwa. That Allah Ta'ala, may Allah make it that it comes into us. So we are in a very, very great and honorable season again. And let us appreciate it. Let it not just go far. And if we did not fulfill the rites of Ramadan, and who can fulfill the rites? Now let us try, so to say, a mini Ramadan has come. What an occasion, 10 valuable days have come. And during the days of Qurbani, Allah becomes so pleased that Rosa, which is so beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And when we hear, read the Fadail, the virtues of Rosa, what great, great virtues. But yeah, for those 4 days, Qurbani is for 3 days, 4 days Allah said, no Rosa. You can't keep rozas during these days also. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that this during these days, it is invitation from Allah. Allah is giving da'wat. And if we get da'wat by some honorable person, somebody who we have got high esteem and great regard for, he invites us to a meal, we cancel everything else. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is giving da'wat. So what a great occasion, the Qurbani comes in again. And every other aspect which goes with, then of course the ziyarat of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not really, the ziyarat of Medina Sharif also. The ziyarat of the Masjid also. The ziyarat of the Rawda Mubarak also. But really Allah has blessed this ummah, only this ummah, that we know exactly where our Nabi is. And any person can book a ticket, go through the procedure a little bit, but he can be standing in front of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there we can be reading As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. What an occasion. And this life, this time Allah has given us. And then in time, these more valuable times, may Allah let us make other. The real object of all this, that me, myself, each one, as these times are coming, we realize the value. We don't let this time slip past just like water. We have a block of ice. Ulama give this beautiful example. That the block of ice you just leave like that, it's just going to melt. And you can take that block of ice and put it in a glass of water, it will make that water nice and cold. Similarly, our time, we can just leave it like that and it's melting all the time. Chupke, chupke, quietly, quietly. We don't realize it, but very soon you see, the ice is gone. Our time is gone. Our time of our lives in this world now is gone. And had we put it into the water that is into our lives, and we realize the value of time. And a deen has come to give us the value of time. Allah Akbar. A person who will value time, Allah will make him valuable. He will be so valuable that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, his name is taken in the whole world. The enemies wanted to crush Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, crush his mission and his deen. They got crushed. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the azan, how many azans here in Johannesburg took place today, 5 times namaz. In the whole of South Africa, in the whole world, how many azan? Every azan, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is taken. Allah give us tawfiq. We all do it. In the morning we read the kalima first thing. We go in sleep, we read kalima. All the time the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Our baby child is born, baby is born. Azan in the right ear, azan takbir in the left ear, the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Janaza namaz, the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever a person passes away, Bismillahi wa ala millati Rasulillah. All the time, how Allah has given this honor. So, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, not one single moment did he spare. He did not waste a single moment. And the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we see that how they made their time valuable. If we also today will make our time valuable, we will be valuable. In the eyes of Allah ta'ala also, in the eyes of the people also, and we will have become valuable. And it is these valuable people that finally go into Jannah. And get that valuable place of Jannah. Allah is so merciful, so kind. Our Shaykh explained so beautifully, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالُهُمْ. Allah bought our nufus, our nafs, which is ammara bisu, which is lawama. Our nafs is bad. Allah bought that full of aib, our nafs. And Allah gave in return Jannat, which is la aib. No faults in Jannat whatsoever. Then no mucus of the nose will come out. No, that little geezer, that little substance from the eyes will come out. Not from your lips on the side in the morning, you find all that which has come out. No toilets in Jannah. There is no dirt in Jannah. What a Jannah Allah Ta'ala has made. So this is the opportunity Allah has given us. And this one lifespan Allah has given us, it is to prepare for the Jannah. And to save ourselves from Jahannam. And the tortures and torments of Jahannam, which is a reality. Allah Ta'ala save us. So this valuable time Allah has given us now, that may Allah make it that we can appreciate it. So this month of Zulqa'dah which we are in is a valuable month. Let us try and make our time valuable also. And then when the month of Zulhijjah comes, especially the first 10 days, may Allah let us go more into that, and we try and exert ourselves even more. And the least is to stay away from all types of sin. And that we are regular with our namazas, we are regular with our other ibadat also, and that we take the value of this time. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and let us move forward in the preparation of Akhirah. And of course, one great ibadat also, Tawbah, and how Allah, how merciful, how kind is not Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala had made the law, you committed a sin, there is no other way but you have to pay for it. What should have happened to her? But Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah and wide open Allah has kept them. And for the whole world, the doors of Tawbah until the sun will rise from the west. Till that time, the doors of Tawbah open. For each person, until he's in the throes, Sakarat he is in. Till that time, Allah accepts our Tawbah. Let us not procrastinate and let us not delay. Let us turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and make our time valuable. May Allah give us all tawfiq.